Referees do a hard enough job without taking verbal abuse from players. Hopefully this message reaches Darren Cullen, and if so, I'm very sorry for my conduct. Regards, blah.
Oh my word.
I know. And
that is fantastic.
How good is that?
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. My name's Darren Cullum. I'm a level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA and basking his bits in the sunshine at some abnormal temperature is Richard Mellon, who is Technical Manager Referees, UAEFA, in Dubai. I can see you, Rich. You can't see me, but you'll be pleased to know I have ordered a webcam.
Good evening or good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be.
So let's crack straight onto this one, Rich. We've not had a chat for a couple of weeks because your good lady Lynn has been with you. How is she?
Yeah, she's fine. She's gone home again now, but she had 10 days here. It was absolutely great. Can't describe it other than fantastic time. We did all the tourist things. We celebrated her birthday on the QE2, which is docked here as a permanent hotel in Port Rashid.
Wow, amazing. You know how to treat a woman, don't you? Hey?
Well, careful, Dad. Don't encourage me. Don't encourage me. You know I'll make a comment.
Oh, dear. Right, okay, let's crack on. So in today's episode of the Referees World podcast, we would like to discuss retracting a decision that you've made, overturning a decision that you've made. And this all comes off the back of a game that I was on last week where I ended up having to send off a goalkeeper in the 85th minute. So are you ready for this one, Rich? Because I know we were WhatsApping during the week and you're like, Darren, why are you overturning decision with club linos?
Yeah, I know. You know I'm going to make comment about it. And it's all about control, match control. We're the qualified... What's the word? We're the qualified brethren of football arbitration, aren't we? You know? we are...
How can I get that into our intro next time?
We are the specialists.
The qualified brethren of arbitration. Oh, my God, Rich. Where the hell did that come from? I love it. You've had too much time off in the sun. Right, okay. So I just need to set this up for you before you lambast me. So this is a county league game. It was Division 3 in the Somerset County League. It was a Division 3 game. So the home team went 4-0 up. And in the 85th minute, there was a penalty to the home team. I awarded it as I saw it. I was probably about 15 yards out heading towards the situation. To me, it looked like a clear penalty. Now, I need to add at this point that my assistants at this point were club assistants. I didn't have neutrals. I had club assistants. And I know that we've talked about the use of club assistants in the past, Rich, on the podcast and whether you should or shouldn't take on board what they say. Now, what I did say to them in the pre-match was, I don't want you to give me any big decisions unless it is a major decision where I can come over to you and we can just discuss it. Okay, so leave the challenges alone. Went through all that, they were fine. And the club assistant involved in this particular situation was solid throughout. He was consistent, he was solid. And when the situation, which I will explain in just a moment, arose, I had no reason to disbelieve what he was telling me. So back to the penalty I gave. The keeper went absolutely ballistic at me with every F-bomb going in the vocabulary, very loud, and clearly it was foul and abusive, and clearly it was a sanctionable offence by sending off. So once I'd managed to calm the situation down, he'd literally taken his gloves off and thrown them on the floor and strop anyway, started to walk. Players surrounded me, and I then showed the red card for foul and abusive language. Now, as I did that, the club linesman that I was referring to held up the flag. So I went over, and with him was the home team manager. So I said, what have you seen? What can you tell me? So he then said, look, the keeper didn't trip the player. The keeper got the ball first and then the player tumbled over. The home team manager then said, that's exactly what happened. I'm backing him up here because the player has even come and told me that as well. And I said, that's fine. Okay. And because of your consistency in the game, I'm going to take on board your decision and I'm going to overturn this penalty and I'm going to restart with a drop ball. However, that doesn't give him the right to speak to me like that and the red card will still stand. And then I went back and we restarted with the drop ball with the new keeper. So that was my situation. And I thought this has definitely got to be a talking point, because when I WhatsApped you, your instant reaction was, Darren, why are you taking the decisions of a club linesman? Rich, over to you.
I don't know where to start with that one.
Okay.
I mean, the thing that comes to mind, Darren, is talking to club linesmen at the beginning of the game, you give them an idea of how you want the game to flow by giving them instructions. And throughout the game, you'll get a level of involvement from the club assistant referees. And let me say to you, I cannot remember the last time I saw two club assistant referees capable of delivering a performance that would suit my expectation of their involvement. You can get one that is good. You get another one that is, let's call him flag happy, wants the flag up at every opportunity. He wants to gain an advantage for his team. So my first impression would be, from what you've told me and having thought about this during the week, is you need to treat club linesmen exactly the same. Whether or not you think he's good or not good, you have to be professional. You have to look after the game. What does the game expect from you, the referee? Club assistant referees are a breed of different from a qualified referee. And so consequently, your pre-match instructions are limited as regards how much involvement you want from them. If you had neutrals, we all know that the pre-match instructions are a little bit more lengthy. It's a 10-minute at least pre-match instruction. So you've got the two assistant referees from the clubs up in the middle 2 minutes before kickoff. And you say, right, lads, thanks for doing the game for me today. Appreciate your help. Any help you can give me, I will respect. But please remember, it's my decision that counts at the end of the day. I'm here to referee the game and you're here to assist. The areas in which you can help me. And then you list them. Mm-hmm. Ball in and out of play. Goal line or touch line. Please indicate flag raised so I can see it. Don't just stick it out straight in front of you. Please raise it above your head. I'm a little referee. I'm a small bloke. So I needed that flag raised in the air. And the amount of times the club assistant referees caught me out by just putting the flag out, pointing to the middle of the field, I thought, what are they all shouting about? And then I turned around and, you know, not turned around literally, but I changed my body shape and I could see the flag was out in front of him. But I wanted the flag raised. So little bits of pieces of information are useful for the club assistant referees, but I don't give them too much. And I know that the club assistant referees are up north, let's call it that, as opposed to us lads down here in the south, down in Bristol area and further south. We don't give the same instructions to club assistant referees. We don't ask them for the same things. Why are we asking fouls from club assistant referees? I never did. I never asked for club assistant referees to give me fouls. If it's behind my back and someone's punched him, then I would accept that from you if you want to tell me. But you will back up your information that you're giving me with a written report after the game. So please bear that in mind. You know, give them bare essentials to what can help the game. Don't give them too much. And to take a decision from the assistant referee on such an important issue as a penalty, scoreline 0-0, 4-0, 5-0, 0-4, whatever it was, should not matter. So it's all about protection, the image of the game. If you think it helped your match profile, well done.
That was the main reason, because of the tension that was created around that decision. And look, at the end of the day, the away team were never going to get a goal back at the time that was left. They were never going to win
the
game.
That's not the point.
And it was all about...
You're not there. You're not there to decide the scoreline. You're there to arbitrate, look after the game, look after what players expect. And that's players losing, players winning, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so look after the game. You're not there to decide the result.
Hang on, you got a phone call coming in, Rich.
That's my phone. I know that is.
Right, okay.
That's Lee.
Okay. So just going back to that point about protecting the game, protecting your profile, that's what I thought I was doing, because I felt that I'm a great believer of perception is reality. If I had awarded that penalty and stuck with it, okay, they would have all gone off. At one point, the away team said, right, let's abandon the game, and started to walk off.
Okay, so let's stop there, mate.
Okay.
If you've given a penalty, how many of those 22 players agree that it was a penalty? Okay, there's part one. If you decide not to give a penalty, how many of those 22 players agreed with you? You're never going to please 22 players. You've got to have hand on heart and say, did I do my best? Did I give it everything I've got? If you come off and say, I'm satisfied with my performance, that's great. How can I be better? That's how you look at the next towards the next game. You're never going to have Christmas cards from every player. You know, want of a cliche, perhaps. But don't expect Christmas cards from players because of your decision making. It doesn't happen.
I wasn't taking that approach to it. I genuinely thought, because the game was actually quite a good game of football, I felt quite in control of the whole game throughout. I was quick with my whistle through the game. I was quick and sharp with my decisions and my signals. And I thought that it was one of those games that I walked away. I was actually quite happy with how I did as a referee. And let you know me, mate. If I've made a cock up somewhere along the line, I'll put my hands up and say, yeah, I've messed that one right up. You know, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. But let me say to you, if you're understanding that, you know, you've made a cock up, is that what you're telling me now? Because you accepted the assistant referees say so, that it wasn't a penalty after you decided it was a penalty. That shows being indecisive.
Okay.
You've gone quiet.
I'm just referring back to, we've talked about this before and talked about, you know,
how do you think an assessor would have viewed that situation with club assistant referees? Do you think he would have been compassionate
That was what I thought. That was one of the first things I thought of when I got in the van to go home, and thought, OK, I need to speak to Rich about this. He's obviously going to grill me on it. Now, how would an assessor look at this? Because if I was being assessed on that day, there was the way I thought about it at the time was the assessor will probably say to me, no, you were wrong. That was not a correct decision. And the other thing that they may well have said is, either because I've talked about this to a couple of other colleagues, and the response from them has been, well, it's original. I've never heard of that before, but fair play you for having the balls.
Unique.
Original,
unique, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, having the balls to actually reverse a decision like a penalty. But at the time, it felt like it helped with my match control.
Okay. Let's go in a slightly different direction then. I mean, I'll come back off my pedestal as regards giving you a bit of a beasting for changing your mind and allowing a club assistant to do it. I'll say, well done. If you think it's helped your match control, and turn around and stick your thumb up to the manager of the other team on the other side, on the halfway line.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to say? Do you think he'll agree? I'm not sure. There's an expectation of match officials we make honest decisions. I know this is an honest decision, Dad, but how does it impact on your match profile and your match control?
But that's what I was saying at the start. The manager of the opposing team had come down from the dugout that was on that side of the line, and he backed it up and said, look, you know, I know it's my player that went down and it should have been our penalty, but the player even said to me that the keeper got the ball first.
Let me ask you another question.
I think that was the deciding factor for me. The fact that there was no argy-bargy, there was no arguing, there was no bad feeling or anything.
So why did you make the wrong decision in the first place?
Because of the angle that I was at.
Here we go.
The angle. From where I was, okay, and running towards it. I would say I was about 10, 15 yards away from it, heading towards it. And in the past, we have said you want to be keeping about 10, 15 yards. And that's what I did. And from where I was, it looked like a penalty to me. So by the time I'd blown, I was right on top of it. So can't bloody win, can you?
No, you can't. And that's what refereeing is. You have to be your own man. You have to be strong.
Or woman.
You have to be mentally strong. Yeah, all the lady referees as well. Sorry. But at the end of the day, you are the qualified person out there amongst all those playing, watching, whoever they may be. You are the qualified person that is being, what's the word? You've been appointed to that fixture because they believe that you will deliver the game. Mm. If you deliver key match incidents in a way that creates debate in a positive way, I'll applaud you for it. But imagine what happens next week when, let's say, Richard Melling goes out and referees next week and everybody says, oh, that happened last week. No, it didn't, because I wouldn't change my mind. Mm. I've made my decision. I know what my decision was. I know what I saw. I've run the challenge through my mind again. I can visualize what I've seen, and it is a penalty kick, despite what the assistant referee might be trying to tell me. You know, you don't get two referees doing exactly the same 1 week after the next. And so consequently, you've set a bit of a precedent. Nothing's wrong, but maybe it might set a trend. Only a small one, though, Dan.
Yeah, my learning curve here, and we'll summarise on this particular bit, because there is another part to this story, which I'm going to go through in just a moment, all right? And this is a little bit of gold dust, I've got to say. A trophy, as it was put towards me the other day. But I think my learning curve for this was maybe I should have been a bit closer. Maybe 4-0 down to give a penalty if I'd said no anyway. With 5 minutes to go, it wouldn't have mattered. We could have just got on with the game.
Compassion, Dad.
Yeah.
Compassion.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But a little bit closer. You already said you were 10 to 15 yards away from the incident. That's a really good.
That's good
close proximity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the angle that needs to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go for it, mate. Go for it.
Okay. So we'll summarise in just a moment. However, so the next part of this. At the end of that game, I packed up, I went home, I went to my gig that night, and so on and so forth. Monday night...
You gave the penalty.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so, you gave the penalty. Did you have any sanctions from it?
Yeah, the red card. I told you, I gave the red card to the keeper because of his foul and abusive.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot all about
you've got,
that.
You've got so wrapped up in giving me a rollicking over this that you've forgotten what I said.
I did. I'm not going to apologise.
No, I know you're not. So the red card was issued. This was before I went to speak to the lino, the assistant. Anyway, so it comes to Sunday night, not Monday night, and I'm doing my admin, and there's an email, and it says, screenshot, apology. And the keeper, right, has gone on to full-time, the whole game system, and contacted the county league to send his apologies. Can I just read this to you? I won't mention names.
Not?
Let me read this, because this is a trophy.
And, you know, what did you call it? You called it gold dust, didn't you?
Absolute gold dust. Right, so it says, sender, it's the person that was sent off. Subject, sorry, ref. I love that bit. It says, hi. I just wanted to apologise to the referee that oversaw such and such a game yesterday. I believe he was called Darren Cullum. Although I didn't agree with his initial decision to give a penalty, I shouldn't have reacted by swearing at the ref. I acknowledge that I deserve to be sent off, but just wanted to pass on my sincere apologies. Referees do a hard enough job without taking verbal abuse from players. Hopefully this message reaches Darren Cullum, and if so, I'm very sorry for my conduct. Regards, blah.
Oh, my word.
I know. And,
that is fantastic.
How good is that?
Oh, that, I mean, that brings back, what's the word? You know, I'm trying to say that revives all the good feelings about football and the beautiful game, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, in the current climate, there are so many unsavoury incidents going on, so many comments, et cetera, around the world, not just in the UK, but around the world. And to have someone actually come up, it's a bit like you're accepting the assistant referee's view of it's not a penalty ref. Yeah. And then someone coming down saying, yeah, it's not a penalty ref, you know, and you change your mind. You know, it revives faith in everything. When someone comes along and says, referee, I'm sorry, I was completely out of order for using offensive language towards you. and I accept it's not good enough. I mean, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
So yeah, anyway, all's well that ends well. Now, here's one for you, just very quick. And I know that we talk a lot about protecting your profile, good admin and all that kind of thing. I haven't heard anything back when I did ask the question. Should I now contact the club on my own and just say, look, guys, I want to acknowledge the fact that I've had this email from such and such a person. And I want to say apology accepted, no hard feelings. And I appreciate the fact that he's taken time to contact me. Do I do that?
I would say that's not out of order. I would, acknowledge that because they've taken the time to apologise.
Yeah.
And all I would say is include somebody in the county FA in the CC so that they know that there's no dodgy exchange words, etc. But yeah, so, appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to come back to me and, apologise. I fully accept that, and I hope we look forward to many more games in the future.
Yeah, he's actually put his email address on the on the form, so I'll contact him and I'll just copy in the RDO and the appointments officer as well, just so that
so they know what's happening and nothing is misrepresented.
All right, then, mate. Well, look, that's our 20 minutes up, done and dusted for another episode, which hopefully somebody somewhere has learned from, because I tell you what, Rich, this last 2 weeks since you've not been here has been a very, very interesting learning curve, which we will go into one day. But on the whole, good to see you. Good to speak to you again. You're looking very well and very dapper. Yeah. And of course, if you...
Every day's a learning day, Dad.
It certainly is, certainly with refereeing. Yeah, have the rest of a good week and we will catch up again very soon. Don't forget, you can listen to the Referees World podcast online. You can download it from the website, refereesworld.co.uk. And of course, all the podcast providers, wherever you use them and wherever you find them, that is where you'll find us. Just do a search for Referees World podcast. Referees World.